More than 112 graduate students from 54 universities in 31 countries are at the East-West Center this week to take part in the center's 17th annual International Graduate Student Conference. It's billed as an interdisciplinary gathering, and it's led by the students themselves. Jonah Prising is the event's student chair, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Jonah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What's the significance of this event for you?
For me, it's the culmination of my two-year graduate degree fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a student in the College of Education in the Learning Design and Technology program, and I received the graduate degree fellowship after applying for it, and this was kind of the top internship that we have.
Mm-hmm. So describe your field to me a little bit, if you would.
Well, learning design and technology used to be referred to at the University of Hawaii as educational technology. Mm-hmm. Primarily, we deal with distance learning and integrating technology into classrooms, a lot of teacher training, workshops. But our main sort of goal is to help students be successful.
And distance learning is taking on a whole new importance, it sounds like.
Absolutely. I mean, students are demanding it. You know, they want to be able to live their lives, work, and have the convenience of, you know, just not walking to a giant classroom and sitting there and listening to lectures. They want to be able to engage with the material and communicate with their teachers. And I think distance learning serves that very well.
Is something lost when you get out of the classroom?
No. I mean, if we're talking about social presence, there's definitely a way for students to have social presence online, especially mm-hmm. with their peers. You know, I appreciate it. I've been doing distance learning myself for about 4 years now, and I love it. I think it's great. It's very convenient.
Does it put a greater onus on the student to be disciplined?
I think so, absolutely. I mean, I've seen all kinds of students let things go from brick-and-mortar classrooms to online.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we try and let students know exactly where they are. We chart them out. It's not just
in their progress. You
yes,
mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and feedback's really important. So, you know, distance learning really does a good job with that.
You've been part of this conference for a while now. What's your history with it?
Well, I've been. I originally, when I was getting my degree in second language studies as a bachelor, I petitioned the East-West Center to let me stay at Hale Manoa, the international student dorm mm-hmm. on UH Manoa campus. And I really kind of fell in love with the place. And so when I started my PhD, I applied for the fellowship and got it. I mean, it's like no other place in the world. I mean, there's students from 50 different countries. We share bathrooms. We share kitchens, you know, and you have every cuisine you can imagine. A lot of language exchange and you know, just we learn about each other.
And about each other's disciplines. And it sounds as if in this conference there's a pretty broad range of those disciplines.
Yeah, this year I expanded. We had cultural studies, political studies, political issues, linguistics. And I've expanded it also into the arts. So this year we have visual and performing arts, poetry and literature, and engineering.
I'm wondering, you know, given those disparate disciplines, what the common concerns are.
That's a good question. I mean, we all, coming out of graduate school, we all want to get a good job. And that's one of the main purposes of the International Graduate Student Conference. It's a networking opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's a pre-professional activity. So it's getting us used to going out and getting in the world and sharing our research and you know, getting insights.
You know, we hear so much about the cost of higher education, and I'm talking about undergraduate education,
mm-hmm.
never mind graduate school. But I guess what I'm wondering is if graduate school, given the cost involved, the additional cost involved, if it's retaining its relevance going forward.
I think so. I mean, a good graduate education is no more expensive than a nice exotic car, so people buy those all the time.
Well, you know, I don't think I've ever heard that exact comparison made. You prefer what you've got to a Maserati, then?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's worth the investment. It's worth the investment in myself, and I think definitely not a waste of time.
Is that the consensus of your peers at a conference like this?
Yeah, I don't think we'd be doing this if we didn't love it.
What's the history of the conference? This sort of came about. I mean, are there many of these around the country? I don't know if I've heard of a similar event. I'm just wondering how it came about.
There's a few. We used to bill ourselves as the biggest, but there's other conferences that started that are student-driven. But we'd like to think we've made our mark. You know, I mean, we're at the center of the Asia-Pacific region, and, you know, we had over almost 300 abstracts this year, and, you know, we haven't, I think this is our highest number of students coming in to give presentations, highest number of universities, so.
I'm wondering if in some of the other fields that that come under this umbrella, if they're experiencing the kind of technological changes that you are in your field, because distance learning is obviously a function of, you know, computer networking and advances being made in that field. Do you hear from your peers in other disciplines that the landscape is shifting for them?
That's a pretty general question, but I would say yeah. I mean, technology affects us all, and I think it does touch every discipline.
Maybe poets less than distance learning educators, for example.
Well, they can listen to more Morrissey, I suppose.
The whole idea of it being a student-driven conference seems to help dial in on specific concerns that are shared among you.
Well, the conference does focus on the Asia-Pacific region. Uh-huh. So I know we have one student coming from India that talks about what young dowry brides have to deal with in their society and how they negotiate that. I mean, we have another female student in physics through the engineering discipline that has a very interesting paper on a theory for stopping time. So, you know, saying that time travel may be possible, but it's very interesting. Reading the different papers, I'm just fascinated with it. It covers the gambit.
So you're hearing about things that you were surprised to be hearing about.
Oh, absolutely. You know, especially in my own field.
Well, that's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Jonah Prising is the student chair of the East-West Center's 17th Annual International Graduate Student Conference, which runs Thursday through Saturday this week. More than 112 graduate students from 54 universities in 31 nations will be taking part. It's planned and organized by East-West Center students, and it's an interdisciplinary gathering among the largest of its kind. Its conference sessions, excluding meals, are free and open to the public, and you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.